This is an Aero News Touch and Go for March 17, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. A week ago, Aspen Avionics said the testing and paperwork was done, and all that remained to get the TSO was action from the Federal Aviation Administration. What could have been a glacier race was actually wrapped up in a week. Aspen told us late Friday that the company's innovative Evolution primary flight displays will be ready to ship on March 31st as planned. The EFD-1000 has a unique form factor which replaces two vertically stacked steam gauges in your old panel with a glass display. The line is called Evolution, and it allows your panel to evolve from all steam to all glass, or a combination of both, at whatever rate your budget allows. Prices started under $6,000. Aspen introduced Evolution at Oshkosh last year and reported sales of $1.5 million the first week. An Air Force F-16 Fighting Falcon, assigned to the 62nd Fighter Squadron, Luke Air Force Base, Arizona, crashed about noon Friday south of Alamo Lake. The mission was air-to-air student training. The lone pilot on board was declared dead on Saturday after searchers reached the accident site by helicopter. Media reports claim that there have been 17 accidents involving Luke Air Force Base F-16s in the last 10 years. Only one previous accident resulted in a fatality. That was in May of 2004. When the FAA announced a $10 million fine against Southwest Airlines for failure to comply with mandatory safety inspections on dozens of its jets in 2007, the carrier responded in a measured but defiant tone. The airline insisted it received permission from the FAA and Boeing to keep the planes flying and emphasized its enviable safety record. A week later, following an internal maintenance audit and a meeting between CEO Gary Kelly and FAA Acting Administrator Robert Sturgill, that tone has softened. Ron Ricks, Executive Vice President for Law, Airports, and Public Affairs at Southwest, told the New York Times, quote, "We apologized to the FAA. We acknowledged we can do better," unquote. Kelly is reported to have told the Rocky Mountain News, quote, "I am not satisfied we are as compliant or as safe as we should be. We will certainly be very cooperative in working with the FAA. I told them we were determined to do whatever was necessary," unquote. And he says the FAA, quote, "gave us very stern marching orders," unquote. Kelly also acknowledged a reality which, in the long run, could be much more costly than the fine. Quote, "There are some that have lost trust in Southwest Airlines. We will have to regain that trust," unquote. In the face of skyrocketing fuel prices, airlines have started charging extra for check bags, attempted to trim administrative overhead, and otherwise danced around passing on the increased costs directly to consumers through ticket prices. Well, it looks like that phase has passed. On Friday, United Airlines announced fare hikes of up to $50 for a round-trip ticket. Rival and rumored merger partner Continental followed immediately. U.S. Airways says it might do the same. CNN says this is the fourth fare increase in 2 weeks, but the others have all been in increments of $10 per round trip or less. United's biggest increases have been reserved for trips over 1,500 miles and those on which the airline faces the least competition. United spokesperson Robin Urbanski defends the increases, noting fuel is the airline's largest expense. Quote, "We must be able to pass along these costs, just like other businesses do," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Continental, Boeing, and GE will test biofuels in an airliner next year. Environmentalists say Virgin's biofuel test was a meaningless PR stunt. And two congressmen call for an expedited investigation of Kemper Aviation. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today my guest is CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves. Today, Bob reflects on his decision to open a flight training school in Buffalo in December. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. That's A-E-R-O. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.